The Sacred Heart, this is Aratima. What is the Sacred Heart? We think of a heart, there's the physical heart, there's the heart chakra, there's an energetic component to the heart where pranas are being balanced out and energy moves in and out. There is an emotional heart where we feel feelings. There is an intelligence of the heart where we are aware of something. There's a knowingness, a deep knowing, a truth. And then when we think of the Sacred Heart, something sacred, something that is outside of this world, outside of time and space, there is no duality, and there's really that still point, that doorway that is neither here nor there, that indicates you as that perfect being, which we give a name of being that God place within, that divinity of what you truly are, that which is capable of being embodied while remaining divine. In the Western tradition, the Christian tradition, this point is usually referred to as the doorway or the consciousness of Jesus, of the Christ. In the East, there is an indication also of a still point, of a resting place, which is referred to Narayana, the Lord Godhead that gives us a sense of utter rest where all illness and all problems literally disappear. So illness, problems, lack, pain, suffering comes from living within duality when there's time and space. But we collapse time and space and there's an utter resting point, then all suffering stops. And that which is being experienced is being eradicated. There's a true point of healing. The Sacred Heart is a healing point. It is when we talk about the heart eating anything up, energies. It just sort of goes through there and it's like a black hole. It is not even a black hole. It's not even really the right word. It is just that sacredness. There is no wind. The pranas, the energies, the different energies, the pranas that move through the body and do their different functions, in that deep place, in that point, there is nothing. There is no movement at all whatsoever. Now, living from the Sacred Heart or living for the Sacred Heart, because when we're human and we feel so defect is maybe not the right word, but we have our problems, then our attention goes to that. And usually it can be a sense of a deity or something that we are devoted to, something that we worship, and or we are able to sense it and become one with it or be one with it. And there is also, in addition, a sense of surrender and worship, but it's a little bit more deeper inside experience. It's not so loud on the outside. It's more something hidden and quiet deeply. There is an altar that we surrender to. That is in which the Sacred Heart lies, we could say, to create an imagery here. And we surrender all our problems to it. We offer it all up. And it's a deep, deep surrender, a deep purity. And when we talk about purity, that refers to the fact that this point, the Sacred Heart, is awareness. So you are aware, somewhere deep within you, of the truth of who you are, and you have chosen to live for it, to serve this truth that you are, this love that you are, this light that you are, this life that you are. You choose to serve it. You choose to not serve the doubting mind, the problems, the diseases, and to be engaging with them in such a real way. You pull away, making them less real, and you offer them onto that heart that you are and that you would like to become and realize. It is much deeper than feeling. When we think of the heart, we think of feeling a lot, and we spoke about that. It is that point, the sweet spot, and that is that causes everything. Now, this sweet spot isn't the creation point, because the creation point comes through the light in the third eye, the ajna, that which can envision and see things into reality. We call it the will of God, the divine will. But the heart is that which is love, and love is a glue. So it has a sense of bringing things together. Think of different parts that are needed, energies, particles, whatever that is, to magnetically attract and bring them all together into form. And essentially then the energies, as they're moving in this new patterning that is being suggested, the perfect patterning that is being suggested by the Sacred Heart, that is the Sacred Heart, it makes everything sacred, then the energies, the pranas, will then cause them to manifest either health or abundance or whatever you need, objects, the reality that you can see with your senses, that is then manifested as the next step. So we have the three points, the first one in the head, the second the heart, and the third in the belly. And they are all working together. And the Sacred Heart is a very important one because it causes this bridge, this center point that's pivotal. It's a nexus. It's a nexus that is necessary in order for the sacred, the spirit and matter to actually exist and to create this dynamic expression where things appear and disappear. We are wired because it is a reality within us. You are a Sacred Heart deep, deep within you. We are wired for knowing what is right. Not in the sense of judgment, but in the sense of following life and living in the right track, on the right, in the right rhythm with life. That is exactly what you need in order to cause you to bring forth the best that you are, and that gives you health and a good life, and where you can be a portal also for service for others, which means is you are becoming a contributor, a contribution to the world around you, to others. You become an instrument as well, an administrator, a service to the expression of life itself. So you're not just a receiver, but you're also a giver. And that is also part of the Sacred Heart. When you can embody that, you will feel very fulfilled, because then there's nothing else that is left to worry or to doubt. There is just the purity. And living in that purity and living for the Sacred Heart and becoming that is really what is important in this present time, or in this present eon, maybe we can call it, of humanity. The evolution of humanity. And then what comes after that, I don't know. And maybe some scriptures or some texts revealed that or have talked about it, but I'm not conscious of it. What matters is that right now, in this present moment, where we are here to embody the best that we are, and that is to live in that expression of true love. And that has to do with that point, that sweet spot, the sacred purity in your heart. Think of it as an altar of utter quietness onto which you offer everything. So it's not so much in the mind, it's even deeper than that. It's a raw, a rawness, an utter sacrifice where nothing is left of you. There's nothing in it for you. There is a complete burning, like the moth that goes towards the light and disappears. And it's your being, it's you as a soul, where you as a soul are merging with a totality. And it's a very fulfilling experience, because love is so intense. It's quite different from light. Not that they're really separate. We're talking here about concepts. So it's much deeper. And maybe you had moments where you experienced what that is, the Sacred Heart, and you know, in some exalted moment, maybe when a child was born, or you've surrendered something, or you came to some kind of deeper understanding. So living for the Sacred Heart and finding it, holding your hands there and opening it, opening the door to the divine, and allowing the egoic arrogance to drop away and to come in intimate nakedness, naked in the sense of nothing egoic left, not even trying to be anything better than you are right now in this present moment, but utter sincerity and showing up like that over and over again to oneself, to that self that is God, the source of everything, the personal God, because we're talking about the heart level here. It's the personal God. It could be any deity that comes from your culture that you are attracted to, or you have been imprinted with, or has appeared to you. It's often Jesus Christ in the West. It can be Krishna. It can be also the form of Vishnu. It can also be a female form, Mother Mary. It can be different things, but it will mostly be a heart person, which is the Vishnu principle, which is Rama, Krishna, Jesus. Everything has to do with administrative qualities and action, with healing and making things possible that then don't make any sense, because there is an immediacy of love that instantly can change things without making any sense.